الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق الإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا الذين كفروا يردوكم على أعقابكم فتنقلبوا خاسرين، بل الله مولاكم وهو خير الناصرين. سنلقي في قلوب الذين كفروا الرعب بما أشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا ومأواهم النار وبئس مثوى الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Sahaba by saying that make iqtida, follow your predecessors, those who were steadfast upon deen, the pious ones. When it came to battle, they remained steadfast with their messengers, with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and they did not weaken in any way, did not submit in any way and yield to the kuffar. So Allah asked them to remain steadfast when they are in battle. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses them by saying that if you don't remain steadfast, rather if you have to follow the kuffar, what will happen to you is, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ you have brought iman, إِن تُطِيعُوا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, if you obey the kuffar, if you follow what they desire from you, يَرُدُّوكُمْ, in other words, they want you to stop fighting them, and they want you to become kuffar. So Allah says, يَرُدُّوكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ, they will return, they will make you turn on your heels, in other words, they will make you return as kuffar. فَتَنْقَلِبُ خَاسِرِينَ, then you will turn as losers. In other words, you will become murtads by obeying them, by obeying the disbelievers and by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, بَلِ اللَّهُ مَوْلَاكُمْ, remember your mawla, your guardian, your patron, your friend is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is there to assist you in these difficult times. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of all helpers. Then Allah says, سَنُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُ الرُّعْبَ, there is one way of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the Muslims victorious, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them victory. And this one way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions this in this Quran, in this verse, Allah calls it ar-ru'b. So Allah says, we will soon cast ru'b, terror, into the hearts of the disbelievers, and they will become fearful and frightened and scared and alarmed, and they'll start panicking when they see you, O Muslims. بِمَا أَشْرَكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, why we will cast this ru'b in the hearts of the disbelievers. In other words, when they see you now, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba, they would have this awe-inspiring look, and the mushrikeen would become fearful from them. Why Allah is doing all of this? Bima ashraku billah, because they have made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have ascribed partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what they did was, ma lam yunazzil bi sultana, Allah did not send any proof or any warrant or any proof for doing such a thing. In other words, on what grounds are you making shirk with Allah? Allah says, وَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ, let them know that their place of refuge, their place of abode is Jahannam. وَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الظَّالِمِينَ, what an evil place of refuge for all the wrongdoers, for all the transgressors, for all those who exceeded the bounds. In other words, for all those who did shirk and made shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we see a ru'ab. There's one hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that hadith said that, I was assisted with five things, I was given five things, that none of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam prior to me were given these five things. And in among those five things, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ar-ru'ab, I was nusirtu bil-ru'ab, I was granted victory through ru'ab, through awe. In other words, Allah instilled fear into the hearts of the disbelievers, and that is how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became victorious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yastawfiq wa akhirah.